Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
U.S. death reported in Ukraine.
He'd be the first known American killed in action here.
Democrats take on big oil.
They come in and make record profits.
30 years since the L.A. riots.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There are reports an American has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. The news comes as Russia unleashed a missile attack on the capital, Kyiv, while the UN's Secretary General was there. Here's CBS's Chris Livesay.
It is a 22-year-old known as Willie Joseph Cancel. He'd be the first known American killed in action here. He's reported to have come here in March and joined a brigade of international soldiers fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. He leaves behind a wife and a 7-month-old baby.
CBS's Cammie McCormick with more on the missiles that shook Kyiv.
It was the first attack on the Ukrainian capital in weeks, and it came just after a press conference with President Zelensky and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The strikes came as residents have been returning to the city. Russia confirmed it carried out the strikes.
President Biden has blamed Vladimir Putin for the sharp rise in gas prices in this country. As we hear from CBS's Nancy Cordes, there is a blame game of a different kind going on in Washington.
After drifting downward for the past few weeks, gas prices are once again creeping up to a national average of $4.15 a gallon. With inflation eating into everyone's bottom line, Democrats came out swinging, looking to land a punch on oil companies and their record profits.
They are hoarding the windfall while keeping prices high for people at the pump.
Their new bill would give the Federal Trade Commission the power to investigate the way energy companies set prices.
This is a very fluid situation. Obviously.
Energy analyst Halima Croft says there are several factors driving gas prices up, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The question is the duration of the war.
With midterm elections approaching, Republicans argue those high gas prices are a problem for Democrats.
The Navy acknowledges three additional sailors aboard the USS George Washington killed themselves since 2019. Four others took their own lives in just the past year, three this month. The ship is in dry dock undergoing repairs. Don Mann is a former Navy SEAL.
They work sometimes 18-hour shifts, 24-hour shifts, and the deployment, that could be depressing for a lot of people. There aren't that many psychiatrists or psychologists in the Navy.
Oklahoma has given final legislative approval to an abortion bill that bans the procedure after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Similar to laws passed in Texas and other states now, legal analyst Lori Levinson.
One of the reasons that Oklahoma passed another anti-abortion law is because this one takes effect immediately. And the one that they previously passed, which would make it a felony to perform the abortions, won't start until the end of the summer.
Google has expanded privacy options. People can now request that personal content, such as phone numbers and addresses, be removed from search results. The first known human case of bird flu in the U.S., the CDC says it's a person in Colorado who was involved in dealing with poultry presumed to have had the H5N1 virus. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
Zoonotic infections, that is infections that go from animals to humans, are rare, but they do happen. And it is something that we're very attuned to in today's world, especially since the COVID-19 pandemic. And a global surveillance system is in place to look for such infections.
That person in Colorado has recovered. The CDC says the risk to the public is still very low. The virus has been found in birds in more than 30 states since late last year.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
One tobacco company says there are more effective ways to reduce the risks of smoking than banning menthol. The FDA's proposal to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars came more than a decade after saying their removal would benefit public health, especially for young people and African Americans.
When I actually want to go and I'm in a craving to find those cigarettes and I can't find them, I think that it'll give me a little bit of an extra push to not smoke anymore.
It seems anything final could be delayed for years pending possible lawsuits. Reports say in his pitch to banks for financing, Elon Musk said if his deal goes through to buy Twitter, there could be job cuts, and he outlined a plan to grow revenue, including ways to make money off of tweets that contain certain important information or go viral. Well, 30 years ago today, Los Angeles exploded in violence after the verdicts in the Rodney King beating case.
First came the verdicts.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Stacey C. Coon, not guilty.
There was instant anger.
The videotape was shown. Everything was on there.
Connie Rice is a civil rights attorney here in L.A.
The tension had built. The resentment had built. Contempt had built.
Soon there was violence. Civil rights activist Najee Ali remembers hearing the verdicts.
I was in utter disbelief. Anyone who thought that those officers were not guilty could not have been looking at the same videotape many of us had looked at.
One of the lasting images of the LA riots is the brutal beating of white truck driver Reginald Denny, pulled from his vehicle, stomped on. It was all shown live on TV across the nation.
I just remember how he was getting beat and he got hit with a brick.
In the last 30 years, there has been progress, but not enough, says Connie Rice.
We're in the same position, and we're in the same position because we haven't fixed the tectonic plates of the dysfunction.
And Rodney King's words,
Can we all get along?
May mean even more today. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Some big news from CBS's The Late Late Show.
I've decided to sign for one more year on the show, and that this will be my last year hosting The Late Late Show.
James Corden's been hosting in the 12:30 a.m. time slot since 2015, hitting all the right notes with carpool karaoke. He promises to go out with a bang. In Las Vegas last night, NFL teams rolled the dice on the top college talents.
With the first pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker, linebacker, Georgia.
Five Georgia defenders went in round one. Pittsburgh's Kenny Pickett, the first quarterback selected at number 20, won't have to move far. He's going to the Steelers.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A tabloid TV court case is headed for the final scene.
Blac Chyna's lawsuit against the Jenner family is now in the hands of the jury. In closing arguments, Chyna's attorney said it was unreasonable for the family to believe Chyna violently attacked her then-fiancé, Rob Kardashian, in December 2016. Chyna claims the incident led the family to defame her and cancel the couple's reality show. Kardashian testified he feared for his life that night and that Chyna was high on cocaine and drunk when she pointed a gun at his head, pulled a phone charging cable around his neck, and hit him with a metal rod. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The premier of the British Virgin Islands and the head of the territory's ports are in U.S. custody in South Florida on drug smuggling charges, conspiracy to import cocaine, and money laundering. That's the CBS World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.